Tell her to meet us at the next chance, she told the flunky, who bowed and left. Leia approached Chewie, where he was playing a board game with 3PO, the other gamblers in the place having been convinced it was wiser to let the Wookiee win than not. Let's go, boys. We have company. Chewie and 3PO stood and followed her from the casino. Lando was on the way to their rented suite to do another fast pass on the place and to set up security. He'd be hiding with his blaster drawn when the Black Sun rep showed up. Chewie would watch the door from the hall, and 3PO would stay with her. Outside, the day had shaded into early night, damp and hot still, and the facades of the gambling casinos might not have seemed quite so run down if not for the garish lighting installed on the exteriors. Clear plastic pipes full of electro-reactive gases that glowed in a dozen different colors, most of them bright, cast multicolored glare and shadows in all directions. The lights went with the rest of it. Everything in the complex seemed to be artificial. Even the bioengineered lawns and shrubbery looked fake. Somewhere in the darkness, somebody yelled. Leia heard the sound of boots running, followed by more hoarse screams. She touched the butt of her blaster, tucked into a holster inside the waistband of her pants. Even with Chewie looming over her, she felt better knowing she had a weapon. The night here was as dangerous as a skirmish with the Empire. People who had lost big money gambling sometimes did desperate things. The local news stat listed the number of murders on its back page every morning. A slaying had to be particularly gruesome or spectacular to make the front of the stat. They arrived at the next chance without incident, however, and went straight to the suite. Lando, blaster in hand, met them at the door when they buzzed. Everything set? Yes, he said. He waved at the suite meeting room. There was a desk with a computer inset at one end of the room, two couches, three chairs, and a small table. A bar and a cooler were tucked into the corner opposite the door. Two sliding doors led to the refresher and an adjoining bedroom. I'll be behind the bedroom door, Lando said, in case the Black Sun rep needs to use the refresher. Good. Chewie, you've got the hall. Chewbacca nodded and moved out into the hall, his bowcaster slung over his back. Okay, 3PO, you stand over there, next to the bar. Leia moved to the desk and sat behind it. Might as well try to keep this on a business-like basis. She sat, took a deep breath, blew it out. She'd met with Alliance officials, generals, heads of planets, as well as Imperial governors and senators, so rank didn't scare her. But she'd never had a face-to-face meeting with a major underworld player before, at least not that she knew about. She was a little nervous. She didn't know quite what to expect. Chewie called from the hallway. Sounded as if their caller had arrived. Send her in, Leia said. The door opened. The computer was the size of a small carrying case. It was black and nearly featureless, save for a control panel along one edge. Koth Meelan held the thing easily on his palms. They were on board the Outrider in the ship's lounge. Dash sprawled on a built-in chair, staring at the wall, not saying anything. He was stunned at his failure to stop the missile that had taken out four of the Y-wings. As much as Luke had wanted to see Dash taken down a notch, that was not how he would have seen it done. Dash was disappointed that he wasn't as good as he'd thought he was, but at least he was alive, more than he could say about half his attack unit. Luke also stared, but at the small computer. Once again, he hoped whatever was in it was worth the lives of a dozen Bothans. Can you access the program? Meelan shook his head. No, it will be encrypted and protected by an automatic destruct device. Only an expert can circumvent the wards. Our best team is on Kothless, a Bothan colony world a few light years from here. We'll transport it there and find out what we've got. I'd like to go along, Luke said. Of course. I'll give you coordinates. You can reach it easily in your X-Wing. Dash? The man didn't answer, but continued to stare at nothing. This had really hit him hard. Luke even felt sorry for him. Dash? He said again. Dash blinked, as if coming out of a trance. Huh? Luke had seen it before. Battle shock. To Meelan, Luke said, Are we apt to run into any Imperial problems on the way to Kothless? Meelan shrugged. Who can say? It is possible. Would it be possible for your organization to locate Princess Leia? As of yesterday, she was at Avaro Sukul's casino in the gambling complex in Rhodia. Luke shook his head. These guys were good. He looked at Dash. He couldn't bring him along, not the way he was now. He was too rattled.
Dash?
I had it in my sights, Dash said. No way I could have missed.
Dash?
Huh? What?
Go to Rhodia. Find Princess Leia and tell her about the computer and the secret plans. You got it?
I should go with you.
No, it's more important that you find the princess.
Luke felt as if he were talking to a child. Dash blinked, stared at Luke. All right. Rhodia. Plans. Got it.
We'll meet later, Luke said.
Okay. Meet you later, uh-huh.
You going to be all right?
Yeah. Luke turned back to Milan, who looked sympathetic. It is war, Milan said. Bad things happen. Luke nodded. One more thing the Empire had to answer for. Whatever she had been expecting, Leia thought, Guri was not it. The woman from Black Sun was gorgeous, strikingly beautiful, with long blonde hair and a trim figure. She wore a short black cloak over black thin skins and calf boots, with a belt of pebbly red leather slung low over her hips. If she had a weapon, Leia couldn't spot it. She moved with the grace of a professional dancer. She sat across from Leia and smiled. When she spoke, Guri's voice was cool and even.
How may we serve you, Princess?
Leia repressed a smile, direct and to the point, this woman. But Leia had been too long a diplomat to blurt out what she wanted to a stranger. There needed to be some ritual circling, a few feints, a bit of misdirection. One did not leap from a high cliff into unknown waters. There could be dangerous things lurking just under the surface. It was a good idea to probe carefully first. She didn't know anything about this icy blonde, what her status was in her organization, what their goals were, what they wanted from those they dealt with. While the Alliance would not enter into a partnership with criminals, Leia was not above using whatever eyes and ears she needed to keep Luke alive. And she did not represent the Alliance in this meeting, though she would keep that to herself.
I understand that Black Sun has a first-rate intelligence-gathering capability, she said.
Guri flashed a smile.
We hear things from time to time. Care for some refreshment?
Leia nodded toward the bar and 3PO. Guri looked that way.
Tea, if it is not too much trouble. Hot.
Leia looked at 3PO.
And the same for me, please.
At once,
3PO said. He began making the tea.
Your flight was pleasant, Leia said.
Guri smiled.
Very. I trust that Avaro has made your wait here equally pleasant.
Well, at least she knew how to play this game. It had been a while since Leia had occasion to sit and chat with another woman, being around all these men and males lately. They would have tea, they would dance their diplomatic dance, and eventually work their way to matters of substance. Like Lando's card game, it was wiser to keep your hand hidden until you had some knowledge of the other players. The tea came and went. The conversation stayed bland, and while there was nothing upon which Leia could put a finger, something was wrong. Guri didn't feel right somehow. She was polite, well-mannered, willing to follow Leia's lead in the game they played, and despite all that, Leia wanted to be rid of her visitor.
What was it?
So far, they hadn't come anywhere near the subject of Luke, and eventually she'd have to work her way to that, but not yet. Not until she could get some handle on what was bothering her about the woman from Black Sun.
We are more than willing to accommodate the Alliance,
Guri said, leaning back in her chair.
She looked so relaxed, much more so than Leia felt herself. We would not be unhappy if the Empire were to lose this war and the Alliance were to ascend to power.
The Alliance might be worse than the Empire as far as criminal organizations are concerned, Leia said.
Let's see how she handles that.
Guri shrugged.
The truth is, Black Sun is less and less interested in illegal activities. Most of our revenue these days comes from investments in legitimate industries and strictly legal operations. There are many in our organization who would have it become completely above board, nothing under the table. Such a thing is difficult under the weight of the Empire. Perhaps under the Alliance, The transition might be better effected.
Good response, Leia thought.
And as I mentioned, we are in sympathy with the Alliance. We have aided you a number of times. In fact, we have recently aided the Alliance in obtaining the plans for a super-secret Imperial construction project by way of the Bothan Spinet.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
It was very recent. The news would not have had time to reach here.
Leia leaned back, tried to mimic Guri's relaxed pose. That would bear investigating. She was fairly certain that if Black Sun had given something of great value to the Alliance, there would be something asked in return. If not now, then later. Guri leaned forward.
I regret that I must ask if it might be possible to continue this meeting later. I have pressing business on one of the local moons, and I'm afraid my launch window is coming up soon.
Of course, Leia said. Whether Guri had such business or not was hardly important. If she did, then she could attend to it. If not, then cutting short the meeting was a gambit, and Leia would accept the move to see where it led.
Perhaps we can talk again in, say, 3 or 4 days?
I will look forward to it, Leia said, smiling.
Guri stood, smooth as an acrobat in peak condition, smiled, gave Leia a nod that was something a little softer than a military bow, and left. After she was gone, Lando and Chewie came into the room.
What do you think? Leia said.
Man, she's a smooth piece of work, Lando said. You could stack ice cubes on her head and they wouldn't melt. Unarmed, unless she was hiding a weapon somewhere I couldn't spot. Very attractive, too. But there's something spooky about her.
Leia nodded. She was glad that Lando had noticed.
Threepio? I was unable to place her accent, he said, which is decidedly odd, given my extensive experience in languages. Her basic was flawless, her inflection precise, but I am afraid I cannot tell you her planet of origin.
Chewie said something. Nobody spoke for a moment. Leia said,
Well, is somebody going to tell me what he said?
Threepio got it out first.
Chewbacca says the woman made him very nervous.
He didn't say very, Lando said. Just plain nervous.
Excuse me, Threepio said. I inferred the modifier from his tone. Wookiee speak allows for such shadings.
You saying my Wookiee speak is bad, Lando said.
Don't start again, you two.
Very or not, few things made a Wookiee nervous. Certainly not normal women. Something to consider.
Maybe the next time the woman from Black Sun visited, they ought to prepare their reception a little better.
20.
Princess Leia leaned back in her chair and smiled. She looked relaxed, comfortable in charge. Guri leaned forward, told Leia that she had to break the meeting off now. Leia was not the least nonplussed.
Of course, she said.
Again the small and polite smile.
Freeze it right there, Zizor said.
The holoprodge of Leia shuddered and held, sharper as a single image than it was as a moving one.
Perhaps you would have this particular frame installed as a permanent holographic duplicate on one of his private chamber walls. It would be better, perhaps, had she been nude, but it was fine just as it was. It seemed to catch the essence of the woman. He could get the nude one later.
Without taking his gaze from the full-size, three-dimensional picture on the floor in front of him, he said,
What did you think of her?
Behind him stood Guri.
She's adept at meaningless small talk, as befits a skilled diplomat. She revealed nothing of what she really wanted, except that it might have to do with intelligence gathering. She is physically attractive to one of her species and related species. She is intelligent. And it would seem more than coincidental that this woman who is known to be close to Luke Skywalker is probing Black Sun.
Zizor glanced away from the holoprodge at his most trusted lieutenant. There was a dry understatement. A man who believed in such heavy coincidences was a fool. Somehow Leia, he was already beginning to think of her on a first-name basis, somehow she had figured out more than she should have been able to figure out. Although he had taken great pains to separate himself from the planned assassination of Skywalker,
She had happened upon the plot and managed to connect it to Black Sun. It was not good, but it was somewhat amazing. Another point in her favor. Your suggestion?
Kill her. Kill her Wookiee and gambler companion. Wipe the protocol droid's memory and melt it down. Eliminate Avaro as well, just to be sure. And anybody in the casino who might have recognized her.
Zizor smiled. Gori was ruthless and efficient. That was part of her charm. If she had to flame a building to rid it of termites, so be it. Given leave, she would do exactly what she suggested.
I think not, he said. Go back and meet with her again. We should find out exactly how much she knows and to whom she has told it, if anybody.
I can get that information before I terminate her.
No, I would rather conduct this particular interrogation myself. I want you to bring her to me.
Gori was silent.
Go ahead, speak your mind.
You are attracted to this woman in a romantic way.
So?
Such attractions have been known to cloud the minds of otherwise rational beings.
He laughed, something he did all too seldom these days. Nobody but Gori would have the nerve to speak thus. Another of her endearing traits.
Do not fear, my dear Gori. She could never replace you in my affections.
Gori did not speak. He didn't think that thought had crossed her mind. She was immune to jealousy as far as he'd been able to determine.
Gori would stand by and hold the clothes of his mistress while Zizor had his way with her, apparently unaffected by what she saw.
Princess Leia will surely be useful in locating Skywalker, one way or another. After that, then you can dispose of her.
Gori nodded once.
Go.
When she was gone, Zizor considered what she had said, then dismissed it. He walked the cold road, and his passion was always safely leashed until he let it free.
Gori worried.